Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really getting into something pretty groundbreaking in AI governance, ternary moral logic, or TML. The whole idea is trading raw speed for, well, for wisdom, and it's built entirely around accountability you can actually enforce. And we're jumping straight into the core concept, the sacred zero, sacred pause.
Right. And TML is really tackling a fundamental problem, you know, how we handle ethics in AI. Usually it's binary, like plus one is go, minus one is stop, allowed, forbidden. But real morality, that's all shades of gray, isn't it? TML brings in this zeroed state, and it's not wishy-washy. It's a hard-coded pause. It forces deliberation, forces human input when things get complex.
Okay, so this sacred zero isn't just a suggestion. It's baked into the architecture, which you mentioned is called the eight pillars, things like human rights, earth protection, the moral trace logs, hybrid shield.
Exactly. It's all integrated. So you have the three states, moral affirmation, that's plus one, moral resistance, negative one, and then the critical one, sacred zero. Zero. State zero isn't an error, it's a feature. They call it latency for liability. The system has to slow down when there's moral or legal complexity. The priority shifts, you see, from speed to capturing a permanent record of why it paused for accountability down the line.
But here's the practical question, isn't it? What about applications where speed is absolutely critical, like automated trading or maybe logistics? Isn't slowing down a deal breaker there?
That's the tension, absolutely. TML basically says, look, if it's that high stakes and needs that speed, either you limit the AI to only low stakes actions or you design it specifically so that any sniff of ethical conflict immediately triggers state zero. It documents the conflict before any irreversible high speed action happens. It's a design choice up front. You want high speed in complex zones. Then you accept you can't violate the core ethical rules, which brings us back to the moral trace log, the MTL. That record is key.
And this actually works. It's not just theoretical. The healthcare example you mentioned.
That diagnostic AI, when it hit uncertainty, maybe conflicting data, or a rare condition it didn't guess, it went into state zero, flagged it for human review immediately. And the results were pretty stark. They saw a 68% drop in harmful AI hallucinations, you know, when the AI just makes things up. And it still maintained 90% factual accuracy.
Yeah.
So the pause demonstrably prevented harm.
Wow. Okay, so 68% fewer harmful outputs. And when it hits that pause, state zero, or even a rejection, state NECU1, it has to generate this MTL.
Mandatory output. And this log, it's meant to be immutable. Can't be erased, can't be altered. It has to capture, I think, five key things. Wow. Input data it received, what kind of conflict it detected, also the specific model version crucial for tracking changes the outcome, and importantly, the AI's own reasoning for hitting the pause or rejection.
Okay, immutable sounds good, but how do you actually guarantee that? I mean, what stops a company under pressure or even a government from just deleting the awkward logs?
That's where the hybrid shield architecture comes in. It's designed specifically to resist that kind of coercion or tampering. And remember, the triggers for sacred zero often come from these foundational pillars, like human rights and earth protection.
Right, the hybrid shield. Let's break that down. There are two parts.
Yep. First, the institutional shield. The MTLs aren't just stored in one place. They're replicated across decentralized storage managed by a really diverse group, universities, NGOs, spread across five continents. Makes it much harder for any single entity to control or delete them all.
Okay, decentralized. And the other part?
That's the mathematical shield. This uses cryptography. Basically, they take cryptographic hashes like digital fingerprints of the logs and anchor them to public blockchains. Think of the blockchain as like a global, unchangeable public notary. It provides a time-stamped proof that the log existed in that exact state at that exact time. Tampering becomes computationally obvious.
So the system uses these human rights and earth protection pillars to know when to pause. How does that work? How does an AI read something complex, like, say, French corporate vigilance law, the loi de vigilance, or complex ecological data, and translate that into a trigger signal?
They use something called semantic mapping. It's quite clever. Instead of trying to hard code thousands of specific rules, which is brittle, they map the meaning, the semantics of these large legal texts or ethical guidelines into quantifiable risk signals. So if the AI's planned action crosses a risk threshold derived from these map sources, bang, state zero gets triggered automatically.
Okay, it all fits together then. The pillars define the risks, semantic mapping translates them, sacred zero pauses, the MTL records it, and the hybrid shield protects the record. Well, it's a complete loop. Ethical conflict isn't swept under the rug, it's logged, secured, undeniable.
Exactly. It's designed for inescapable traceability. And maybe to leave you with something to think about, consider the Gaucassian promise pillar. This is literally a covenant written to the software's code. It includes the founder's unique academic identifier, their Aura CID signature 00009000659661243. That signature acts as a cryptographic root of trust.
Wait, the founder's actual Aura CID? Linked in the code?
Directly linked. It means the founder's personal, verifiable academic and professional identity is tied to the software's integrity. If someone tries to fork the code, maybe rip out the sacred zero to avoid accountability. They're not just breaking a license agreement. They're essentially violating a publicly declared professional promise tied to a real person's reputation. So what does it really mean for accountability when software integrity isn't just legally protected, but personally guaranteed by the creator's verifiable identity? Something to ponder.